Banner. Live. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
We are back. We're back now on the program. We're having a very lively, visceral discussion, as you can hear. And we've got Richie in Louisiana, John Clark, my guest. And, John, you heard what Richie says. What's your response to Richie?
Well, first off, for many years, I was not invited back to speak at many events, especially in California, because they said I was too pessimistic.
Yeah.
I was too down. You know, I wouldn't give people hope. And all I was talking about was telling them what the reality was in Washington, D.C., because after all, I've been working there for 13 years. I said, the reality is the government is not your government. You have to realize that they're not going to do anything for you. They are in it for themselves, period. The ones that went to D.C. or came to D.C., like Sonny Bono, came.
Trafficant, yeah.
A trafficant. Well, Sonny Bono, when he first came, everybody wrote him off as a clown, but he was pretty sharp. He was trying to stop the drugs coming into the country across the Mexican border. And they said it was too pessimistic. Now I'm invited all the time because they say, wow, there's something wrong with our government. I said, I've been trying to tell you, but you keep wanting to hide your head in the sand. Now, what you just said, Richie, that we have no hope, I mean, that, like I said, that's an absolute. If I thought that for 1 minute, I would give up.
But, well, then, John, what political answer do you have for this?
Have the one power that they don't have, and that's God. They don't have it, okay? If I thought for 1 minute this we were just battling, immigration, people coming across the border, jobs, and this and that.
Okay, so it is a divine issue, right, John? You agree. John, you say it comes down to the Lord himself, really.
And Rick, the Lord isn't on our side. He's punishing this nation.
Right, but he is on the side of his saints.
The saints,
that's
the remnant.
Yes,
and that's
the remnant, yes.
That's up to each individual one of us, Rick, to prepare with our own means of food, water, et cetera, because we don't win this one, you guys. The New World Order gets to have their day in the sunshine.
There's things that are going on with you that we're working on right now, we could turn the tide on this. So,
I hope so, John. And again, I don't mean to disparage you. I admire
you.
You're
not going to disparage me because I'm not going to give up. I'm not going, like my friend has been battling this for many, many years. He said, John, I'm about ready to throw in the towel. I said, what are you going to do? You're just going to sit there and wait for the inevitable? No, there is no alternative. We've got to fight for this country. And everybody said, oh, well, it's inevitable. They're going to sit back and do nothing.
Well, we're fighting for our individuals, our families, and that is a godly thing to do, is to fight to protect your family. So if you do nothing else, you're fighting for the country. But the country, I think, as Richie has said, the country has reached the point now where we are a sinking ship, a Titanic, and we have to realize that in order to change things, the nation has to get right with God. And if it doesn't, then it's finished. It's that simple. I understand that.
Rich. I agree with that part. We've become Sodom and Gomorrah.
One more point, gentlemen. San
Francisco has led the way.
Yes, go ahead.
First, the homosexuals came in.
Sure.
The abortion, homosexuality, the sheer fact this is a de facto socialist communist nation.
Richie, go ahead, wrap up.
One last thing. The gentleman before, John, sounded like a bloke from England. the white part of the white world, their country is worse off than we are.
Oh, sure.
And the entire white world is going to get its comeuppance. Gentlemen, thank you. I'm listening. I want to hear some more great calls come in.
Bless you, Richie. Yeah, thank you.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye now. We're going to take a quick break. John, you can stay, I presume. You better stay for a little bit because we got a lot of callers and a lot of heat in that kitchen. All right. We'll be right back with more of your calls. John Clark, Americans for Immigration Control, right here on Uncensored Radio Free America on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Rick Adams.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
All right. Okay. All right. We're back. We're back. Very interesting, spirited discussion tonight. And we are taking calls from all points of view, as you know. But we're really focused in on this whole business of so-called comprehensive reform, what George Bush calls a comprehensive immigration reform bill. And nothing could be further from the truth. It is a total, complete fraud. And truthfully, it is a crime that we're even discussing this issue. There's no need for discussion, John. All we have to do is enforce existing laws. I mean, there's no need for any changes in the laws as far as what I can tell. Am I wrong or am I right? I don't know.
We just want our laws enforced. That's all. American citizens have to obey the law, but yet the special class of criminals are rewarded for breaking the law. They come across the border and the child becomes a U.S. citizen. And then they get free medical and everything else. The illegal Cubans, like I said, get free medical, low-interest business loan, and $9,000 in cash. I mean, it has to stop somewhere.
Okay, let's start taking some more calls for time's sake here. We've got Henry next. Hello, Henry. You're on the program with John.
Yeah, hi. I disagree with that caller. The one who called before said that the white world has its comeuppance. I sort of caught in the middle of that because I came out. What was he saying? In what way? Because
No. He's just taking it from. He's saying we're getting what we deserve. We've turned away from our moorings and now we're reaping what we've sown. But what was you? What did you want to say?
Oh,
tell
no,
us
I
what you want to say,
Jeff. Okay. No, I think that's what I was going to, if he's listening. I think that's bullcrap because Europe didn't have all that religious moral junk that America had even back in the 40s and 50s, and the whole thing was hijacked by these Khazars and these people that got into the royalty, got into the banking and everything else. But I want to skip that and want to answer your guest's question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is there any type of action or proposal that could to deport these 20 million, what is it now, 27 million illegals? Because I'm seeing them up here.
A friend of mine in the House, Congress, has told me it's over 30 million.
How does he know that for sure? Is there some statistic with the census?
They did an investigation in-house, we used the 12 million figure because I asked them the same question, how do you know? They said, well, we have ways of finding out. As I said, we don't buy this 12 million illegals. We estimate closer to 15 to 20. She said, go higher. I said, is it higher than 25? Yes. Is it higher than 30? Yes. It's higher than 30 million illegals. And all the traveling that I do, everywhere I go, it's being impacted. So I'd have to say it's at least that much.
At least 10%.
Half a million people marching in downtown Los Angeles, half a million in Dallas, Texas. I mean, add it up.
Yeah, right. But I'll tell you something. I said this to the other person to make it quick. I saw a face of a girl, a Mexican, whatever she was, mestizo, whatever, in a tank top in Los Angeles, and I saw that exact same girl and a couple other guys in a picture on the cover of New York Newsday on the Brooklyn Bridge. And I said, how the hell did she get from California and fly in a plane over here unless she got plane fare or something?
A lot of these kids, whenever we have demonstrations, we get the same, like in D.C., I've put together a number of press conferences for the Minutemen, and we get the same people showing up on Long Island and also down in L.A. These are anarchists who are paid or bussed in by these communist organizations. Anarchists. Yes, they do use a lot of the same people for these demonstrations. They're paid to disrupt anything that we do.
Right. Well, they're not anarchists. You could say they're.
Well, no. They are anarchists. I've dealt with these people for many years. The anarchists are out there. They are always combined with the communists. The Che Guevara flags.
All right. Yeah. Because order out of chaos. Right. But it wasn't all. I'm saying only. I saw
prove,
a few. I looked at the rest of the crowd in the background.
Exactly
they were not
what they want is anarchy, because then it'll be the destruction of this country. The breakdown of rule of law is anarchy.
Right, so they can have a dictatorship.
Exactly. Well, they have to break down. And what Richie was saying about the breakdown of the white, well, they have to. The backbone of this country has always been the white Christian, and they have to get rid of that in order to take over. They can't have a white Christian backbone at the middle class. They can't have control. Once they get rid of the middle class, that's why they're importing all these third world people. Mm-hmm. So there will be no middle class, and they have total control.
Now, let me ask you this. When you're talking about the woman, you have some secret friends in Congress. Most of them, obviously, when I look at the census, it gives records of 20 million Hispanics or 50 million Hispanics. The last time I looked, this was a while ago in the library. I don't have Weber in my house. I definitely believe most of them are illegal. But I do believe when I look at Queens and other places, though, it's not as much up here. Here it's just Hispanics mainly. But there's definitely got to be some coming in from, not as much Haiti, because they turn them back usually, thankfully, thank God. But there has to be ones coming from China and some other third world countries sleeping through the border there, or even is there some also even coming up through Canada? White Europeans, but non-white.
When I use that figure 30 million, I'm including all illegals from all countries.
Yeah.
This isn't 30. See, everybody's focusing on all the Mexicans from, the illegal
Central America, Mexico. But no, the Red Chinese are bringing in tons of people.
The Red Chinese are flooding in all the time. They've taken over Vancouver, British Columbia. They've taken over Toronto.
Yeah, they're up in the Netherlands, too. You wouldn't think, it's not a whole lot of them like it is here, but they're up there, and the Dutch people are leaving.
They're also a fifth column. They are a fifth column in this country, but they keep a low profile. You don't hear about them because they're too busy working. Instead of coyotes, they're called snakeheads. They bring them in, mm-hmm. and they're indebted to the snakeheads to the tune of about $40,000.
Well, it was a woman that was busted in Queens or Brooklyn for smuggling 30,000 or whatever. She charged 30,000 a piece.
Up on the beach all the time, container ships. Rick, you know, that one film I showed you that had Rock Kelly in it, who was the Grateful Dead manager. You know, he lives in Monterey, California.
Yes.
Ultra-liberal. You know, Jerry Garcia's best friend, you know, like myself, but ultra-liberal. When I first got involved with this, he says, oh, you know, you can't touch these poor people. But then he was impacted. They started coming in doing his job for $6 an hour, and he was making $20.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw what he said on there. He said they just containers full of Chinese coming in.
Yep.
Again,
when it's your job and your income, then all of a sudden it's a real problem. You say.
Yeah. Now he says, "Oh, we've got to get these people out." He goes to the emergency ward in California. He has to stand in line behind all these illegals who are demanding. And if you say anything, you're charged for being a racist. Okay?
Yeah.
So, no, there's a fifth column of Chinese, illegal Muslims in this country. I mean, Washington, D.C. is flooded with Muslims.
And they're illegal. They're illegal Muslims.
Yeah, illegal Muslims. I mean, I've just read an article where this school says you can't talk about the Holocaust. It'll offend some of our Muslim students.
Yeah, now what about up in the, also this? I knew a guy personally who was a staunch Democrat, and I keep telling him there's no difference between the two parties. And he's white, non-Jewish. Actually, he deals with the occult. But he is against all this stuff, too, and yet he's staunch Democrat. So when you mention the Jerry Garcia type, there are some, even in rock music, there are some that even...
Well, I know. I used to produce concerts. Jerry Garcia was my best friend.
Yeah,
and
I like
Jerry
Garcia,
went left,
too.
I went right, okay? Yes, and there are a few musicians... there aren't very many in Hollywood as far as...
Well, they just can't say much because they're afraid if these Jews who put out the records, right, could do something to them. Now, when they make enough money like Madonna, and then it's a different story. You're like Michael Jackson, you can say whatever you want. You remember what Michael said about the Jews, don't you? About, matter of fact, they even put a cartoon with him and Prussian Blue talking about, hey, would you want a duet? And it was being sarcastic in some New York newspaper. I think it was Zuckerman's newspaper, dealing.
Mort Zuckerman. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we got to run, Henry. Thank you for your call.
Just ask them about the legal alien in Oregon. I'm curious if there's a lot of that, or is Oregon mostly white? I want to hang
right.
up.
All right.
Room.
You might as well answer that now, too, John.
What's that? What's
the state of Oregon, the illegal presence in Oregon. It's everywhere.
Yeah, it's everywhere. I haven't seen much activity. I know there is because there is a Minutemen group up in Oregon, and I know they've... A lot of people are fleeing, have been fleeing California to go and move to Oregon, Idaho.
Well, a lot of the whites are moving up north in California,
Arizona,
Oregon, you know, and
Arizona and
Washington State and so forth.
I mean, that is going to be a catastrophe. If anything happens to Colorado River, I mean, it's just going to be a catastrophe.
Yep.
Just beyond belief.
Okay, let's squeeze in before the break. I believe it's William in somewhere in the United States, he says. Is that right, William? Where? Hello, William. That's you. Hello, William. You're on the program with John Clark. I hear you. I hear you breathing. Speak, William. Speak. I think he's afraid. He's frightened. Well, we'll just have to put him on hold, and we'll have to defog you, all right? Get you out of the fog. Are you there? I guess he's not. All right. Okay, let's go to Stan. Stan in Idaho, I believe. Is that right, Stan Hess? Is that you, Stan Hess? Okay, we just had two hang-ups or disconnects? Oh, we disconnected. Then let's see if we have Hoy in Texas here. Hello, Hoy. Hi, Hoy. All right. Hold on, everyone.
Okay, AJ Fort with an H.
Okay. How are you?
Doing good. Hey, I just want to tell you I appreciate your radio show.
Thank
you. And y'all are doing a good job. I'm here from Houston in downtown Mexico, and I want to let you know that they're building at least five new schools in this area because of the illegals that are coming over.
Mm-hmm.
I can just about guarantee you that it's a lot more than 30 million that are in America today.
That's
but I just
want
to say this. Don't focus on Bush. He's a puppet. He's doing what he's told to do. He's not a mastermind of anything.
No, it gets you way beyond Bush.
International bankers is what we're looking at.
Amen.
Just your banks.
Amen.
Your banks. They're the ones giving these illegals a bank account.
All right. Thank you very much for checking in from Houston. Appreciate it. You're right. We'll be right back.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633.
First step in winning the war, spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
All right, we're back now, and we're having quite a little chitty-chat, as they say, with the issues here. Getting a lot of feedback, John. People who listen to RBN really are riled up, as you can hear, and rightfully so.
This RBN, people are riled up, period, around the country, and they just don't know what to do. And I keep telling them, you've got to come up, be creative and come up with your own ideas how to stop this invasion and destruction of this country. Be creative. If you try to work within the system, and I don't mean violence or anything, I'm talking about like the Minutemen Project. That was effective for a while. But you've got to come up with ideas like that.
It's still effective, really. I mean, they're doing a job, and they're continuing with their watches, and they are going to be back at the border. But it takes money, as you know. It takes money. It takes gas. It takes, people. It takes people to be able to give up their jobs, to take time off from their jobs, or if they don't have a job, to come to the border.
Working to support these illegals.
Right. That's what ancient Rome did, you know, when the barbarians moved in. And the last caller was absolutely right. It's not about George Bush exclusively. It's about this New World Order that uses people like Bush, cheap politicians like Bush and Cheney and the rest of them. And then when they're done with them, they'll throw them out to pasture as well. They're gone. they're gone. They'll do to them what they did to Richard Nixon or Jack Kennedy or whoever. But they will be used until the next bunch of prostitutes comes to the White House, okay? So it isn't about an individual. You're right. It's about this system of evil that controls America. You want to call it Judaica? You want to call it the Kenites? That's fine, whatever. But indeed, America is a captive nation going down in a captive ship. All right, let's go back to the phone. Stan Hess in Idaho. Hello, Stan.
Yeah, you can hear me now, I think.
I can hear you well.
Oh, okay, yeah,
the
I
gremlins
was talking
got
into the
you.
Phone. It was...
No, the gremlins got you, Stan.
The gremlins got
yes.
me. John, how you doing?
Pretty good, Stan. How you
good.
Doing?
Good. I want to tell everybody that John Clark is one of the hardest-working guys that have ever got involved in this immigration battle. And
well, it's not immigration now. Don't use that word. Remember, it's invasion.
Well...
John gets upset when you say immigration.
Well,
I don't blame him.
No, we're not talking about illegals. I'm talking about legal immigration, too.
Oh, that's a different story.
The legal immigrants that come from non-European countries are safe refuges for the illegals.
Right.
And when you have upwards of 1 million legal people that come in every year, and they're not European peoples, European Christian peoples. They are going to take in the illegals. That's their nation. They have no allegiance to this country other than they can make more money here. And by the way, every non-European Christian person that comes into this country automatically qualifies for affirmative action.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So... I just wanted to put that out, that it's not only about the illegal problem, but it's also about the fact that legal immigration is a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
oh, it
Dan,
is.
The only reason why I'd like to keep that separated, number one, is I don't want illegals put in the same category as immigrants, okay, because they
right.
are not immigrants.
Right.
And the opposition, whenever you use the term immigrant, then you say you're against immigrants, and that's all the public hears.
Well, I am against immigrants. We don't need any more legal immigrants in this country.
Okay.
Okay, that's my point. We need a moratorium on immigration, legal immigration.
I agree with the moratorium.
Yeah.
As right now, we admit twice as many people than the rest of the world combined legally. So
right.
we don't need any of these illegals at all.
No, we don't need either one as far as I'm concerned.
We need a moratorium.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I'm saying, Stan, is I don't want to mix apples and oranges.
Right.
With immigrants, because they are not immigrants.
I want to make one comment about political candidates, okay? I was on another station today, and I was hearing Ron Paul talk. Ron Paul has about as much enthusiasm as a dead man. I'm sorry. He doesn't inspire me at all. He has no emotion, and he's a latecomer to the immigration issue. And then I want to make another point. Even though he may be a great man, he's not a candidate to inspire people. The other thing is Tancredo is not a strong personality. But if I had to choose between Tancredo and Ron Paul, I'm going to choose Tancredo. Having said that, I think that when we find out that, again, the people that we would like to have run as a Republican, let's say, doesn't win, I'm not going to vote for a Republican. I'm not going to vote for a Democrat. I'm going to vote for an either independent, if there is a good independent, or I'm going to vote for the Green Party as a protest. But what I wanted to tell you, John, is since you're on the East Coast anyway, I understand the state of Tennessee, it's very easy to get on the ballot and run for president. Why don't you run for president?
And you as my vice president, right?
Yeah.
Well,
that wouldn't be a bad ticket.
Well, first off, as you well know, Rick, as, I don't know if you know this, Stan and I got involved with this initially together in California back in 93.
Sure. Stay on the line, gentlemen, all right, because we just have to take a quick break. I'll have you both back in just 3 minutes when we continue. Uncensored Radio Free America. Radio Avenger, Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, we're back again, and we have Stan Hess on the line and his old acquaintance, John Clark, from the California days. Yes, gentlemen.
All right. Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah, John and I both lived in Marin County, and
yes.
We're... Hello?
Well, I'm listening.
Oh, okay, yeah, John and I both were in Marin County and started protesting the illegals that were congregating on the streets, and I don't want to take too much of the time, but I just, John and I have known each other for a long time, and we've both continued along a path of learning something every day and speaking out. As effectively as we can. So
when you're talking about voting, our voting system is totally corrupt. When you have two voting machine companies, ES&S and Diebold, counting 80% of the vote, and you have a person like Hagel being one of the owners, but not only that, the Democrats with the illegal aliens, the motor voter that Bill Clinton put in, you can't ask anybody their citizenship status voting. This has to be turned around, otherwise it doesn't make any difference what you do, because they're controlling the vote. They control the vote like they did with Proposition 187, Stan.
Right.
The one liberal federal judge to block a state initiative.
Right.
The only one to try to stop that was Sonny Bono with H.R. 1170, which would have made a panel of three federal judges to block a state initiative. And it passed Congress, or the House, and the Senate dropped it because that's the way they control our vote.
Right.
The whole voting thing is totally out of whack. It's totally corrupt.
Well, we...
And they're pushing Obama and Hillary, then you can bet your bottom dollar, you know, that's who's going to be up there because that's all they want to put up there.
And yeah, well,
either one of them get in office, I mean, it absolute catastrophe.
Yeah,
you know I know that.
Right. Well, the catastrophe is that we have a president that's being revered all the time as a wonderful man, who was in effect a shallow individual who was an actor, which is Ronald Reagan, who approved signed the 1986 amnesty bill. So I don't like the Republicans or the Democrats nationally. I think they have all been traitors to European American people. It's as simple as that.
Mm-hmm. Well, the vast majority. But one thing I have to remind you of, Stan, the last time amnesty tried to pass, if it wasn't for the Republicans in the House, it would have passed. They're the only ones that held the line.
Had all these Republican presidents. We've had these two Republican presidents since Reagan who've in effect had an amnesty because they haven't enforced the border.
Exactly.
And so literally we have a Latino nation that is eventually going to take this the western part and the southern part of this country over. And they're going to expel all of us. That's why I'm looking at Eastern Europe and Russia. I know people right now, European Americans, who are living in Russia outside of Moscow and also all over Eastern Europe. I mean, this is the reality. There's no Latinos in Russia.
I don't think you're going to run.
Our ancestors ran.
Well, I'm not going to run.
I'm going to continue to fight this, and I'm not going to give up my U.S. citizenship, but I know people that live part of the year in Eastern Russia, are in Russia and Eastern Europe, and then the rest in the United States, and I'm going to try it out, too.
Well, we'll have a battle of Bull Run. Bush has the bull, and he can run. All right. Thank you, Stan Hess.
All right, bye.
Good to hear from you again. All right. Stan was a guest of ours just a couple of weeks ago, an old friend of ours as well. Okay, let's move along now to, I think Rodney dropped off, Rodney in Texas, but we have Joe in Texas next. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Doctor.
Yes, Joe.
Hey, this is Joe. I've called the show in a few times, and this is Joe, the Minuteman in Texas. And,
yes.
I just want to say to John, I appreciate what you're doing, Mr. Clark, and everything. And I'm in a fortunate place where, like, I live about 35 miles from the nearest town, and I'm about 85, or I'm going to say closer to 100 from Eagle Pass, Texas. And I've started noticing a lot more. I've only been able to go down the border one weekend. I'm going to try to make it real quick here, but with the Minutemen. And I've called, I spoke to Rick here a few weeks ago or a couple weeks ago about speaking to one of the agents. And I'm on a rural farm-to-market road out here. I'm kind of out in the sticks.
Mm-hmm.
But, I spotted five of them. They were all dressed, you know, kind of really better than me, I guess, sometimes. But when I called the Border Patrol, it took them, I guess, about an hour and a half, a couple hours to get out. And, you know, they sent one man out. And, you know, this one man told me, I asked him about the agents who were arrested. And he said, well, they're kind of tying our hands. And I said, well, what do you mean? He said, well, this new freedom of speech thing and the way it is with the government. And I do know that the buck is being passed from experience in the military, being down in Central America, fighting drug cartels, stuff like that, fighting corrupt presidents, things like that. But the buck is being passed. And, you know, I know and I believe people like Mr. Revere here, I'm going to call him Rick, and yourself knows that the buck is being passed, and that's why them agents are still in jail. That's why we don't have enough agents here. There was an instance here a while back where they were saying They have a flea market on the border in Arizona where they're selling guns. Mm-hmm. Illegals are buying them. I watch the so-called once in a while because I take all the news and put it in a big pie, man. And I think it was a big show, Mr. I won't even say Mr., but I think it was a big show, Bush going down there. And, you know, these guys want to keep their jobs, the agents, the Border Patrol agents. And, you know, it's like Rick had said and several others that have called in. I mean, there's nobody that is trustworthy that's going to stand up for the American people anymore. And, you know, I'm not going to run myself. You know, I worked really hard for the place I'm living on, and I'm glad I'm where I'm at. The town that's down the road from me is 87% Hispanic. I walked into pawn shops and seen them carrying their backpacks, and they're illegals. And, you know, they're able to purchase things. And you go into grocery stores here, you can't walk down the aisle without them talking to one another. And, it's fine if they want to talk to one another, but, you know, we have an English language here. And, you know, we're going to give them the courtesy when they're illegal, which we shouldn't give them the courtesy, to try to help them through the correct means and being a citizen, then, you know, sure. we've got to do something, John. And appreciate
they need to get rid of the English language. That's why every ATM machine, every call you make says Spanish or English, because language is a very powerful tool. And what the cohesive forces that hold all Latin American countries together are two things, the word Hispanic and the Spanish language. And that's what they're doing here. They're just preparing us for the Spanish language because they want to turn this into a third world country.
Yes, exactly.
The American people had better wake up, like Stan, you know, said that he's against immigration. Well, I agree to the point where we need a timeout on all immigration because we can't absorb that many people. Our infrastructure is going to collapse. Here in Florida, they can't build highways fast enough. They can't build schools the same way in California. And look at Las Vegas. I mean, we had a population increase at the last census of over 33 million new people, 33 million. And there's no way that our infrastructure can handle that influx. There's just no way. And then when you have the illegals paying no taxes, who's supporting the system? You who are playing by the rules are supporting it, and it has to collapse. It can't hold up. And the water resources are being drained. And, you know, the Colorado River is a great work, you know, of art, what it took to build that Hoover Dam. But if anything happens there, it was going to be a catastrophe.
Yes, sir. That's what.
And you know, like I said, the highways, the infrastructure, San Francisco, you try to cross the Golden Gate Bridge, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon now, rush hour.
Right.
Washington, D.C., you try to drive around the Beltway. But the power to be don't care how long it takes you to get to work. All they care about is you better show up, otherwise they're going to get somebody else cheaper. And that's what they have. They've got this huge labor pool of slaves. Cheap labor, they don't have to pay any medical costs. Meanwhile, you have to pay everything. They don't pay anything. And so many Americans don't have health insurance. To me, that's insanity, total insanity. And the unions are one of the traitors now, the AFL-CIO. At one time, they were helping only Americans. They're helping illegals now.
Yes.
They're traitors. They're traitors to the American people.
Well, the other thing, John, is I'm going to make it real fast, is that we have so many, like, the baby boomers coming in right now and a lot of people that have worked all their lives, American citizens, that have paid into the Social Security system. I mean, our vets, there's only 15% of them coming back. Our American vets that are coming back that's not getting the treatment, the medical, their families are having to quit their jobs to take care of them. And then we're going to give Social Security benefits to illegal aliens when there's people that are 50 and 60 and 70, 80 years old that by the time that, you know, what they're going to get, maybe, what, if they're fortunate, 3 months, a year of Social Security benefits, and then they're going to say, well, we're going to cut it down to a man that's like supposed to get $800 a month. He's going to wind up getting $100 a month. And, I mean, but I appreciate what you're doing. I'll get off the phone. I appreciate you, Mr. Revere, and appreciate you, Rick. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay, thank you. All right. I appreciate your dedication, and you have you've been a recent caller, and yet you have been following what's been going on very religiously, and I'm happy for that. That's the important thing. You know, you mentioned, John, before about helping out people like Lou Barletta, and people can I've been giving out his number. We can give his phone number. People want to support him, Mayor Barletta in Hazleton, Pennsylvania. You can do that, and we have the number, 570-459-4910 in Pennsylvania. Also, the agent Ramos, we've interviewed his father-in-law again just last week, and certainly people are writing to him in prison in Mississippi as well, and they've intervened so that he can at least get more mail. This man has been put in solitary confinement because this man violated the, quote, civil rights, unquote, of an illegal drug smuggler. Right. Now, that's the end of a civilization right there, you see, when we tolerate nonsense like that.
Can I also give a number of District Attorney John Morganelli in Pennsylvania?
Yes, go ahead. Sure.
His number is 610-559-3020. He's in Eastern Pennsylvania. And he's fighting the illegal aliens in his county.
Yep.
And he got involved because he just saw the great influx. So I hope.
Oh, we interviewed him a year ago, and he's doing everything he can. I know that.
He's in this new video, John Morganelli.
Good.
And,
good.
Along with you know, Mayor Barletta. But we've got to help each other. Because nobody else is going to do it.
No, we should. We have to work together on these issues.
I just wanted to hear what I had to say. I said our government is not our government anymore. You have to realize that. You have to do it yourself. And if you keep thinking that somebody else is going to do it for you, you're in for a rude awakening.
Absolutely. Let's take Mark in Wisconsin now. Hello, Mark. You're on with John Clark.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Yes, good evening to you.
Rick, I've come to the conclusion that our government is Israeli occupied.
Yes.
There's no two ways around it.
It's not our government, as John said. It's not our government.
And it doesn't belong to us at all.
It's their government. And we are occupied. Yes, we are an occupied nation.
That's right.
And we're Israeli occupied territory. There's no doubt about that. We're seeing that all over the world now.
Right, right.
And by the way, you know, it's funny you should say that, because Israel is the only country now that has institutionalized racism and will not allow anyone to become a citizen or to even enter the country.
That's right.
Enter the country illegally, period.
That's right. They set up all these moral paradigms for us, and they turn around and they do the exact opposite.
Isn't that interesting, huh?
And speaking of that, many American Mexican and American blacks are complaining about this problem, too. It's not just us evil white people.
Oh, I know. You have this infighting between the ethnic groups now, and blacks against Hispanics, Hispanics against whites, and on it goes. And that's part of the class struggle. That's the communist dialectic of class struggle played out in the streets of America. Yes,
that's right. I know a guy who lives in South Central, and he said blacks are being killed wholesale by Mexicans right now.
Yes.
And don't think you can run to Russia or Europe, because I've done searches on them too. They're completely Zionist occupied too.
Yes.
Russia, ever since 1917, has been under Zionist control. And when Yeltsin moved in over there, he had a fire sale, and guess who came up with all the property that the people used to own?
The Syrians.
Yeah.
No, it's pretty ridiculous. It's far-fetched, and I'm not one of those that advocates running over to Europe, because they're going to be even more severely judged than us, I think. And you know, no matter where you are, I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. But I'm not going to be moving out and running anywhere, and I just am not going to do that. I'm going to stay where I am and do what I'm doing and continue to fight until there's nothing left to fight for.
Don't you run once.
Amen. Amen. What do you guys think about having the trucker strike down there at the border?
Well, I was going to bring that up. Go ahead. I'm glad you did. I'm glad you brought that up. John, what are you hearing about the trucker strike?
You're talking about the one in Washington, D.C.?
No, the border. Mexico, Texas, Mexico. We're talking about right here, south of the border, to block this corridor, the trans. Texas.
I heard that they were going to, also block the Beltway in Washington, D.C., and then I got word that that's not true. They're not going to do it.
No, right at the border itself. That's where the action is. We've got the truckers who are really getting enraged now. It's about time, and they intend to do it. And I hope that they will.
When is this supposed to happen?
It's happening right within the next couple of weeks or May, isn't it?
I believe it's 23rd, 24th, and 25th of this month.
Of April, yeah, right, just
you're
before
talking about
May.
It.
Right. And if people are getting down, just look at the truckers. I'm sure many truckers thought a month ago there's nothing that they could do. But look, they can shut down this country in a day if they like.
Mm-hmm.
So it just shows the power that people have. It's just untapped. They're told that they're powerless, and they're really not.
Right. Thank you very much, Mark, for those words of encouragement. All right, John, we'll be back to wrap things up with you, and you can respond when we return on Uncensored Radio Free America, Radio Avenger Rick Adams, and his guest, John Clark.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Well, we're back, and we have another call we've got to squeeze in here. It's Ryan in Oregon for John Clark. Hello, Ryan. Ryan, you are it. Yes.
Okay, good evening.
Good evening, Ryan.
Anyway, somebody asked earlier about the illegal alien scenario in Oregon.
Yeah.
Being that I live here, let me give it to you from the horse's mouth. You can't walk into a grocery store on the Central Coast without tripping over a bunch of these little kids that are the offspring of these illegal aliens. Mm-hmm. They run in packs of
the little anchors.
Yeah, and every doggone one of them has the Oregon Trail card that they whip out, which is the Oregon, you know, welfare thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it just boggles my brain. It truly does. They have literally invaded. So
that's
anybody wondering about Oregon, don't worry about it. They're here.
Yes.
I have a 1-2-bit worth opinion, okay? I think this thing has gone too far to reverse it short of some kind of a major revolution type thing. And I hate to say that, that's not to discourage anybody from trying and raising the banner and all of that kind of thing. But, I mean, really, it just gets to the point where you're not going to do it through the system. And so having said that, I agree with your guest there when he mentions it becomes a spiritual issue, and it is. And it ultimately comes down to our Creator required that we be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Now, we've got choices. We can leave the country, or we can be smart enough to prepare as though the worst was going to happen and do just like the French Underground did when Germany invaded them. And maybe there's some wisdom in that. I mean, you're not going to fight the system head on anymore because they are the system. And so there's a neat saying about being wise as serpents and harmless as doves and hiding in the police station and just being out of sight, out of mind, and just take care of your own affairs and anticipate the worst case scenarios that you can think of, prepare for those, and hope for the best, but literally prepare as though there is no return on this thing. And maybe, just maybe, you'll be able to help your families and your children and whatever when they're not listening. But do you see where I'm going with this?
Yes, words of wisdom.
I think we're just so far beyond the point of no return with this.
Well, we have to think of ourselves as individuals first and foremost before Almighty God, and I think that's the whole point.
The Father told us something in Revelation and in Matthew 24 and Daniel, and I'll just read one real quick scripture here, and by the way, I appreciate your show.
Yes.
Revelation 13:7, and it was given unto him to make war with the saints. That's
mm-hmm.
us.
Mm-hmm.
And to overcome them.
Mm-hmm.
And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. The point being with that scripture is that this stuff has to happen. Even Yeshua himself said, don't worry about it. Don't be afraid. This has to happen. What they did to me, they're going to do to you. And just get your heart right with the Father. And that's really the ultimate answer to all of this. There is no real solution to trying to change everything.
Right. Okay, Brian, we're out of time. Thank you. Appreciate
you
that. John, we're out of time. Go to your website, immigrationcontrol.com. We'll be talking again real soon, John.
Thanks for having me, Rick.
Thank you, John Clark. Keep up the good work. All right. And we'll be back again, Lord willing, tomorrow night, 9 o'clock Central. Rick Adams, good night, everyone. It's true.